Pro ODA Managing Editor, and I'm here with Dr. Joe Crowley today. He's our ADA President. He was installed on October 23rd, and he's the 154th President of the ADA. And he is our first President of the ADA from Ohio in more than 80 years, so we're really excited to have him at the ADA. And before becoming President of the ADA, he served as the ADA 7th District Trustee and as President of the ODA and President of the Cincinnati Dental Society. So, Dr. Crowley, how does it feel to be president of the ADA?
Well, first, Jackie, thank you for giving me the time to spend with you here a little bit. It's really amazing. My eyes have been opened. I've been active in dentistry and the organization of dentistry for a long time, and I'm learning every day so much about the things that I didn't know about and how much of an effect we as dentists have on our society. It's been amazing.
And why did you want to become president of the ADA?
You know, I'm not sure I ever really wanted to be president of the ADA. It just became a transition. It was a process, a work in process. And when I became a trustee representing Ohio and Indiana, I had the opportunity to see more of what is going on and seeing what effect we can have. And it just became a natural transition at that time when you either said yes or no, that it seemed a natural thing for me to continue. My children said, "Why would you not try, Dad? Because you've been so involved for so long." And that was kind of the impetus for me to say, okay, let's give it a try. And lo and behold, here I am.
And so what's your year as president been like so far?
Very busy. As most people would expect, it's a very busy time. We are reaching so many people in so many ways. We are reaching groups that are part of our organizations across the country. I've been meeting with a lot of dental students at the dental schools and meeting with faculty at those schools. That's been one of the most fun parts of this. We've been meeting with organizations that have a lot to do with representing our public and our patients, and trying to educate and work with them on oral health care issues that make us more important in the population today. So it's been amazing, and I could keep adding on. It seems like I've been with education groups. I've been with mentor groups, so it's anything you can think of that might have dentistry tied to it, we've touched that this year.
And I heard that you recently got to visit the White House?
Yes, it was pretty exciting. Obviously, we know that the opioid crisis in America has hit the tipping point, and because of that, at every level of our government, local, state, and national, this is a subject that we're all trying to work together to have solutions to this. Well, our president has taken this on with great interest, and because of that, he convened a summit. And there were about 120 people brought in, and I happened to be invited to attend. So I guess going to the White House is now off my bucket list.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure I would ever be there, but I was there in the East Wing. It's amazing. The whole pomp and circumstance around it is pretty awesome. And then the program that they had was just really special. So it was a great experience for me.
That's awesome. So what do you hope to accomplish as president of the ADA?
You know, there's so much to do. And I promised the staff and everybody that works at the ADA that my goal was just to try to move the needle forward. Just moving it a little bit at a time. We're not going to save the world in one fell swoop. So trying to chip away and doing some of the things that I think have become very important to us in dentistry. One is collaboration with other healthcare providers and professions, working hard on this matter of subject that we know now about oral health being part of someone's total health. Mm-hmm. We're making some moves in there, and I think other healthcare professionals are understanding how important oral health is. So sitting at the table, working together and collaborating on issues like our work with MD Anderson with the oral health cancer and oral pharyngeal cancers and the HPV virus, and working with other entities, CVS, showing our SEAL program and how important it is for people to know the products they're using are trustworthy for their own personal oral health care. These have been exciting collaborations. I'm working very hard to collaborate with our other sister organizations like the National Dental Association and the Hispanic Dental Association and the Women Dentists and the Native American Indian Dentist Societies. I'm working very hard to try and stay as one voice in our profession and represent our own members as best we can and then join together the Academy of General Dentistry, all of our specialty groups. We're working very hard to collaborate so that we have one message together as we go out and talk about oral health. And then finally, I'd like to work very hard on keeping the profession deeply based in science and evidence, because that's why we are a profession. So putting resources toward science and development, the ADA has a big role there, and I'm excited that we're continuing that and putting proper resources there. So it's really an amazing part there. And I guess lastly, just trying to help a little bit on the solution about the access to care issues. For people who really want care but can't get it, we as a profession have to take some responsibility there and try to help solution that problem rather than be part of the problem. I think we're part of the solution.
So what's been the most challenging part of being president of the ADA so far?
You know, unfortunately, so much comes down to money. We don't, as an organization, we don't have unlimited resources. So the challenge is trying to use the resources we have to get the most effect so that we do and are able to move forward and move that needle forward a little bit to have some great effect on oral health in America. And that's the challenge. We're trying to use our resources wisely. We have access. We have members that treat our organization extremely well. Membership has been a little bit of a challenge, as it is with any organizations, volunteer organizations, especially in our country. The membership challenge has been a little nerve-wracking for me. I look at a profession that I think has so much to offer, and I sometimes wonder, why wouldn't you not want to belong? And so messaging that has been difficult, too.
Mm-hmm. And how did you first get involved in organized dentistry?
You know, when I came out of dental school, you know, I'm a dentist a long time now, 41 years, and it was just an expectation. For me, it was an expectation. I came back, and the dentist in my community reached out, shook your hand, and said, come with me, and I became engaged. I saw what was going on. I saw the camaraderie, the mentoring that was going on, and the ability to learn more about not only my profession, but who I was through that organization. So it just became a natural place, and I never stopped wanting to do that. And so it's kind of taken me to this new height.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think it's important for dentists to become members?
A little bit along the same lines. I think the mentor opportunity, the continued education by being around people like yourself, learning more about our profession and what we can do, I think that's critically important. I also think numbers mean something. When we're going to the legislatures and trying to develop ideas that can really affect dentistry's future in the oral health and the total health of people, I think having the numbers are critical, because we can represent, the more dentists we can represent in our country, the better voice we have as we start to talk about these stories. And so I think that advocacy part of our profession has been one of our limelights, and I think it's something that we continue. And the more people that we have engaged in this conversation, I think the better voice we have. So I wish every dentist in America belonged to the American Dental Association. I think they would find real value in what we do. And we're doing the work anyway. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice if we had more members doing it with us.
Yeah. What's your favorite membership benefit?
Wow. I think the advocacy part of the issue has been a stalwart in my career. It was one of my special interests. But the continuing education availability is amazing. Learning more. The friendships that I have met. And in this job now, it's all over this country and all over the world for that matter. And seeing how close we as dentists are, no matter where you're from, is pretty amazing. So that has been an absolutely a favorite part of what I've been doing.
Yeah. So for dentists who might not be very involved in organized dentistry but are interested in getting more involved, what's the easiest way for them to start on that path?
You know, I think you ask. If you don't ask, sometimes the world will pass you by. So not being afraid to ask somebody that's down the street, or not being afraid to call me or give me an email because they think, oh, he won't answer. That's not, I answer every email I get. And if somebody has an interest but they just don't know how to get involved, we can talk. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a pathway. It was a slow progress for me. You know, I started at the ground up and got to where I am. I think there's leadership roles now for especially some of our younger dentists that I think are very important. Mm-hmm. You know, the world has changed a little bit in the 40 years that I've been a dentist, and how we look, society looks at us is way different. So I think being part of that is that. And then as people who are members, who have the ability to be mentors, stick your neck out a little bit. Reach out to that young person or to somebody down the street that might be your same age peer-wise, and just talk more about dentistry. And I think as you talk and you ask more questions, you'll find out that there's a lot of solutions that happen just by being part of organized dentistry.
Thanks, Dr. Crowley, for taking the time to share with us your experiences so far at the ADA. I know in Ohio we're all very excited to have you as president of the American Dental Association. And for our listeners, I have a quick update. The ODA now has a Facebook page, so be sure to like the Ohio Dental Association Facebook page for the most up-to-date information that's important for your practice. And if you like the Facebook page by May 31st, you'll be entered in a chance to win a $50 Amazon gift card. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.